Are you struggling to find guests for your podcast? It sounds kind of funny because there are so many guests looking to go on to shows. Yet, some of us are struggling to find a consistent stream of guests. And that might be because we're not just looking for any guest, especially if you're a listener of this show. You hear me preach this all the time. We're looking for guests that are really high quality. And the reason for that is because we don't want people who are just coming on to get on any podcast that they can get on and promote their stuff. We're looking for people who are interested in creating a really great piece of content for our audience using their expertise and their experience and everything. And I also prefer when people have good video quality and audio quality because it helps the overall experience and makes the content look better. So finding guests who have all those boxes checked is actually a little bit difficult. But I have four different ways that I use to find guests consistently and essentially create an endless stream of guests to where I could book out like years in advance if I wanted to. And I'm going to share all those strategies with you. Welcome back to Oh My Pod, the podcast that teaches you how to automate and grow your podcast. My name is Justin J. Moore. I am a singer and songwriter with around 50 million streams on my songs and growing. I also am a content creator and I have about 400,000 followers across social media platforms for my music-related content. And I am the CEO of Podigy Podcasts, which is a podcast company that focuses on helping coaches and experts launch growing podcasts that only take them an hour a week to manage. So that was sort of a mouthful, but that's what I do. Now you know who I am. And I'm going to share with you the strategies that I use to get guests for my podcast. Now, I really like interviews on my podcast for a few reasons. Number one, I like that I'm able to build new relationships with people. I like that I'm able to grow my network and learn new ideas and stuff like that. Number two, I really like when people are able to bring points of views that I would not have thought of or come with ideas that otherwise my audience would not have heard before or stuff like that. And the third reason I like them is because, in my opinion, they're super, super fun. I like having conversations with people who are like-minded. I like talking deep about the industry that we're in. Like, I really enjoy doing interviews. However, I really don't like doing bad interviews. It's one of the worst feelings ever. And I've actually come to the point now where I have not released a handful of interviews that I've done because the quality was not high enough. And the main reason the quality wasn't high enough was because the guests weren't totally transparent or truthful, whatever you want to say, about their expertise level in podcasting. So they came on and they didn't actually know as much as they kind of said they did. They were just trying to get onto the podcast. And that's what we want to avoid. And I'm going to help you do that through this with one of the tips. It's going to give you a little bit of a safety net for that type of thing happening to make sure that it does not happen to you because it's painful. Okay, let's get into these four things. So number one, the first way to find pretty much endless guests in and of itself is to go to shows that are like yours and to scan the guests who have been on, to pick out people who you want to bring onto your podcast and then personally reach out to them, letting them know that you heard them on that show and that you'd love to have them on your show. Now, you want to make sure that you put a unique spin on the episode. You don't just want to create the same episode. But this is going to be a really good opportunity for you to meet people within the industry that you're in because you're going to be interviewing people who are on podcasts that are like yours. So that's kind of a good like business thing to grow your business. But on the podcast side, you're obviously going to get great guests who are experienced in going onto podcasts because you saw them on a podcast already, so you know they do it. You can already vet them because you can see like their video quality, you can hear how their audio sounds. So you won't get anybody on your podcast who has like a terrible like quality of equipment or whatever. So you'll be able to vet them beforehand. You'll also be able to vet their ideas and their personality and their speaking style. So really, you won't have to do any kind of like pre-vetting process because you already kind of know them. And you're going to be surprised as to how many of these people say yes when you reach out to them. I think I've done this 10 or so times. I have 100% reply rate and 100% interview rate from those people who I asked. It's just something when you say, I've heard you on this podcast, people are like, oh, okay. So like my podcast guesting strategy, like that's working. That's sweet. Okay. Yeah, of course I'll come on. And usually they love going on podcasts and you can make sure that they're a great guest, like I said before. So kind of a The safety net is like built into that. So that would be number one. You can have your team do that for you. For instance, you could have your assistant go and look at like 50 different podcast like guests and make a list, and then you can go through and check them off and reach out to them personally. That would be my suggestion. So tons of guests that way. But if you need more, number two would be to make some type of call out post on whatever social media platform that you mainly use. So for me, I'm pretty active on Facebook, and I have done this where I literally just made a really short post that said, hey, I have a podcast about podcasting. If you want to come on and, you know, tell me, or I said like, comment below why I should interview you. And then they list this, you know, the story, and then I pick out the people, and that's that. I literally got 250 replies on that post. So I'm actually going to create a short video training to go along with this podcast episode. If you want to go and use that strategy and you want to see the exact posts that I did and see how I wrote it and everything and the replies, then you can join my free school community. The link will be below, and I'll have a very short video training in there. You can also find guests in that community because everybody in there has a podcast. So you can bring them on, you can go on their shows. So there's networking, there's a whole bunch of other trainings. Really, there's no reason to not be in there. It's totally free. So that training will be in there alongside this episode. Okay, so yes, doing the call out post, you can get a whole bunch of people that way. But here comes that little tip that I was talking about, the safety net. Now, I did get a couple of not so good guests from this. And that is because when you make a call out post like that, you are going to get a whole bunch of people who don't really care about your show and they just want to come on to the podcast. And, you know, it's part of their podcasting strategy. They want to get on 5 per month. And so they're just trying to fill that number. And yeah, so what you want to do is have some type of vetting process. And for me, this is a very recent thing, like literally the last month, I have implemented a pre-interview call. I want my interviews to be structured. I want them to be shorter than the average interview. I want them to provide actionable takeaways and actionable things that my audience can literally go and do afterwards. And not everybody can provide that because not everybody has specific insights into podcasting. Or for you, it might be whatever, you know, whatever your topic is. You really want to put in that extra effort to meet the person beforehand, not just to plan out the content, but also to make sure that you have some type of rapport with this person when you go to actually do the interview later. I think cold interviews are terrible. I really would not recommend doing them. When you do go to other shows to look for guests, it's almost not cold because you already know the person from listening and you have this kind of mutual connection through the other podcast. So it's not so cold and they come on and they're like, oh, you know, you heard me on that. Oh, you have rapport. But you don't have rapport with somebody who just jumps on through Facebook or through something like that. So highly recommend pre-interview call, which also applies to the next strategy as well. Not the next one, sorry, the last one. The next one, you don't need any type of pre-interview call for this. This is going to be inviting guests who have already been on your podcast for round two, for a part two episode where you go into a different direction or something like that. If you've done a good interview, you know that it kind of sucks when it ends. You're like, oh man, I would really like to, you know, do more of this. Or you can see how the numbers are for your podcast. And if you see that you have a number or an episode that is just abnormally high, you can just bring that person back on for a part two. It's such a good feeling because you already know how to work together. You know the communication styles, the rapport is so strong and tight. And the audience will love it because they already loved the first one. There's no reason why they're not going to love the second one even more. So you can literally look through the 50 guests who you've interviewed and go back and pick out like your top 10 and just bring them back on for part two. That is an easy way to create amazing content. It's enjoyable. Well, yeah, it's easy. It's simple. So that would be the third way. The fourth way is, in my opinion, the one that has the most potential. Now, before I say this, I guess technically I am affiliated with this company, but I'm not getting paid in any way to say this. I am simply saying this because I'm using it, I'm doing it, I know people who are doing it and getting results from it. And this is going to be Podmatch. If you've been listening to the podcast, you'll know that I brought on the founder, Alex Sanfilippo. His whole thing is really like just leading with value and building in good faith, building in public, showing people what he's doing, and putting the podcasters first. And the platform 100% reflects that. So a couple things that I think make Podmatch unreal. The first is that if you put the effort in, it actually works. And I cannot say that about many other of these guesting platforms. If you put in your description and you really fill out the fields and you make yourself an attractive show or an attractive guest on there, you will get opportunities. And depending on how much you want to pay, you'll get more and more opportunities. But the second reason why I think it's like, it's so cool, and most people don't know about this, you're actually making money from interviewing people through that. So this is something that I really didn't even realize until I finished my interview with Alex Sanfilippo. I went onto my Podmatch account and I saw a commission of $60. And I was like, where did that come from? And that was literally just from interviewing Alex, because he's like a top member on there, obviously, because he's the founder. He was able to, like, I got a big commission from, well, big, quote unquote. But I mean, $60 for where I would have made zero otherwise is a big deal, right? Like that's an amount that if you do consistently can really, really add up. And they're just paying these out to people for using their platform. And I want to just briefly, so that you know how this works, I'm just going to briefly actually read their terms. So I'm going on my laptop here so that you can know how this works. So for their, this is called the Pod Value Program. So it says, as a Podmatch host, earn up to $31 per interview you fully complete and release. So I don't know how I got 58 from interviewing Alex. Maybe it's the conversion from USD to Canadian because I'm in Canada. We review our members as partners. We view our members as partners. And as partners, we're devoted to helping you succeed. So how does this work? How can you make money from interviewing people? Number one, find potential guests through Podmatch or Explore or the Explore page. So they'll match you up automatically. But anyways, find guests through Podmatch. Essentially just fully complete the interview. When completed, be sure to mark the interview as complete. And then once your guest confirms that the interview is complete, Podmatch will automatically add your revenue share to your balance on the first of the following month. So that was a little bit choppy as I was explaining that. But essentially what it means is that you interview people and you can earn up to a certain amount, depending on the level of guest, of commission. So if you're doing four interviews a month, or how I usually do it, which is two interviews a month, I mean, you're looking at, like, you know, potentially $100 a month just from doing interviews. So no brainer, because on top of that, you're also finding high, high quality guests. So better guests plus getting paid for it. Like, duh, of course. So, okay, let's just summarize everything that we just did. So number one would be looking at related shows, finding guests, personally reaching out. You can find so many guests that way and high quality ones. Number two, making a call out post on social media. Number three would be bringing on past guests who you enjoy doing the interview with for a part two. And number four would be Podmatch. And yeah, I'm personally using it right now. I've booked a couple guests already, and I'm going to also put myself out there as a guest for podcasts. So yeah, I'm literally using it. That's why I'm recommending it. There will be an affiliate link below so you can get a discount, which would be cool because then I would also get something from that as well, I think. So not only would I be getting from the Pod Value program, but also from the affiliate. And you could do this too, theoretically. So if you enjoyed this episode, all that I ask is that you leave a review, whether that's written or just a 5-star or whatever star review. Just love to see your feedback and to know that you're getting value from this. That would mean the world to me. This episode was produced by me, Justin J. Moore, and the post-production, all the audio and video and all that stuff, was done by my team, Podigy Podcasts. If you want your show produced by us as well, so that you can step back from all the weeds of editing and all that stuff, and just run your show in an hour a week in a super relaxed fashion, then send us a DM on Instagram, DM us the word produce in all caps. That will also be in the show notes, the link to our Instagram and everything. And I will see you on the next episode.